Good morning, friends and fam of the podcast. Ooh,
lovely.
It's a nice early morning for us, 6:30, and we're left camp. Coming around the bend now, hopefully to see a nice sunrise. It's very cold. There is a mountain in the way. God damn it, nature, why did you do this? It's super cold, everything's pretty damn wet from like condensation. But today we hit civilization, and I know we only hit civilization like the other day, but this is like legit, like this is the end of the desert section today, which is awesome. We're going to be arriving at Grumpy Bears, and there they do burgers, like food, free laundry, then we camp outside. It's about 2 miles down the road from Kennedy Meadows, which is like the official end of the desert section. But we're just going to get to Grumpy Bears today and just chill out there, which is going to be lovely. And then it's the start of like a week-long break for us, going on the road trip and all, before we actually get into the Sierras. So we've woken up early today. We have a 24-mile walk, same as yesterday. But we've gone up early because there's reports of a snowstorm coming in, particularly towards like Kennedy Meadows area, which is rumoured to be dropping about 12 foot of snow at the altitude, well, at elevations higher than 8,000 feet. And today we've got a climb which goes above 8,000 foot, so we are wanting to get that climb done. It's in about 11 miles, so hopefully we'll have it done by midday before the storm comes in, because that's meant to come in like early evening, about 5 o'clock. But it's so cold, yeah, and we really just don't want to get caught out in that. Want to be nice and warm whilst that's happening, if it happens. So yeah, and then obviously that's a bit of a bummer because that's a lot more snow dropped into the Sierras, but that's why we're taking a little road trip. Hopefully it'll settle down again a little bit before we go in. We won't get caught out in a storm like that whilst we're there. Fingers crossed, eh? I love walking in the morning. I really, really do. So relaxed. It's so cool. The sun's rising. There's plenty of shade and shadow. The birds have only just started tweeting. So, so nice. We used to do it a lot at the start because we literally couldn't do a 17-mile day without getting up and leaving camp before 7, which is crazy. It's mad how things change. Like, your complete daily routine just completely switches, and very quickly too, as in not necessarily quick as in like out the gate. After week one, you will be doing a completely different routine, but as in, like, you know, as soon as you've done it once, something slightly different, you realise, oh, actually, that wasn't so bad. You know, suddenly you're doing 24 miles, 2 days in a row. I think the reason why I love getting up early and walking is because I'm still sleepy. So I'm just sort of taking everything in with the sleepy brain. Is the best kind of brain to have. It's just like you're not thinking about anything, you're just looking at stuff, you're taking in all the details, and you're just like, ah, that's nice. You're not tired enough to be like aggy about anything, you're just happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Looks like the path's winding downwards. It's always a good way to start. It's very sandy. Lots of sand on the trail. And we're starting to like head down towards the small pine trees now. The ones that are a little bit stunted. Or, I don't know, a couple of them are a bit dead. Manzanitas once again. Hello, friends. Oh, this is so nice. I wish, like, back in normal life, I could get up this early every day. and feel just as motivated to do anything. It's so hard, like when you're tucked up in a real nice bed. Like the only thing you have to get up for really is like work or something. Oh, can't do that. But out here, getting up early, it's gorgeous. I think this year, just on this trail, I've seen more sunrises and sunsets than I had at any point when I was a student. Like put together probably, all those like 5 years of being a university student, just, man, lazy in bed was good. Actually, do that one, yeah.
Hands up. Molly.
Oh, Ethan, sorry.
You got some hot chocolate.
And oh, hot chocolate. How nice.
Peanut butter and jelly, some hard boiled eggs.
This is some unexpected.
I literally just like stopped at the creek and started like getting out some snacks, and then Ethan came back and said, Molly. I was like, oh.
I know, I was like, what are
Maybe she'd be in Jay's.
Oh, yeah. PB&J's, damn.
Oh, you got your stuff out to dry.
Yeah, we should probably do that. Out. Good call.
Also, we're not sure yet, but Mojo took out his Garmin and he said now it's only 20% chance.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Garmin.
I know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Every time we've done our Garmin weather report, it's been wrong. Incorrect. It's like, it's raining right now and it's not going to rain tomorrow. And then you look and it's just like,
if it's right though, Molly, then maybe your Garmin is broken.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
But it's like, it runs a weather report, like it gets it
Does
from...
Does it tell you where it's running the weather report?
Dark sky weather or something like that.
But is it from your local weather, is it weather like, is it weather from your location, or are you getting weather from like Montana?
From yeah. Cornwall. Yeah, no, it pinpoints your location.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it should be.
Cool. I feel like it should be your location.
Yeah.
It has it's exactly.
Intuitive. 95 degrees and sunny. It's raining right now.
We're also collecting trash, so if you have any
trash.
Oh,
brilliant. Thank you so much, dude.
Tons of trash.
That last stretch, there's like nowhere to throw away trash unless you go to town.
This is the bottom of the hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
So we have 19 left?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because that's 19. The 5 mile river.
Oh, shoot.
That went by real quick.
Should I mention if you go up the road, it's only 17 miles?
Yeah.
You don't have to go over the hill. No, don't say that.
You should hitchhike in, very good.
Oh, yeah, because the gut hook says we hit the dirt road.
Hey, you guys going to Kennedy Meadows?
Yeah. Drive you over there. That'd be cheating. No. You want to happen this?
No, that'd be cheating.
Yeah, eat bad karma.
Sugared up.
Yeah, then we'd definitely get that storm.
Yeah.
When we least wanted it in Ciro's.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys been to that outfitter out there?
What does your thing fun. Say about the clouds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've got a good selection.
What's that?
What does your thing say about these clouds? It's kind of easy.
It's probably going to be
Yeah,
quieter,
I think it's just a sign of storms later in the day, but...
The deck is just crazy with hikers and getting hamburgers and fries.
That's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's like a carnival.
Yeah. We have a few people who are at Grumpy's. Like, there's a lot of hikers that are at Grumpy's working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so there's a few people we haven't seen in the last few days, so I'm pretty sure they're all there.
Yeah. Here's our weatherman right here.
Yeah, it's just ice crystals. It's no big deal. You have the weather report right here.
Yeah, you going to read it?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
That's awesome. So yeah, let's see, when you have
nimbostratus
produce rain or snow,
That's
kind of read it off the clouds and decide. If there's big lightning bolts, usually that means there's a storm happening.
It's a good thing you got that, man.
Do you have a sundial as well? Do you put a stick in the...
You know, I just use my body.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Just get out my compass and use my body.
Yeah, stick is extra weight.
Yeah.
We set up our day.
These guys gave me a really good birthday the other day.
And,
yeah, surprised me with a pie and everything.
Aww.
I was so surprised you got surprised by that.
I wasn't looking at what you guys were eating. I was worried about what was going in my bag. We went into Walmart because everybody had run out of stuff. And I was like, I'll just get extra stuff and I'll have stuff for the road trip when we head out. And I was just so focused. I was like, man, I really shouldn't be buying this much stuff. But I was like, this thing's only $1, and this thing's only $1.
That's nice.
It added up, though. I paid $50 for groceries walking out there. Yeah, my bag's huge eggs. Right now.
Yeah.
My bag's as big as it gets.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll have some food for when we head out, and I'm switching out gear and everything like that in Kenny Meadow, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
New tent.
This is so nice. It's so nice having a backrest.
Yeah.
And a chair.
Does anyone want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No,
I have one, thank you though. Do you want to send the log?
Yeah, last week I had to take 5 loaves of bread back, so I don't want to have that to happen this time.
We can help you with that.
Yeah. I love bread.
It's my favorite kind of bread.
Cookie?
Yeah, I'm going to go change.
Yeah,
I'll just bring my backpack, so we have some.
Are you sure you want to bring that?
Yeah, because I want to bring some food and just some layers, just in case it gets cold.
Okay. Yeah, we heard it's going to snow, but...
No.
We're just day hiking.
We're just day hiking.
Yeah, you have a warm car to return to.
Yeah. We were going to go from here to Kennedy and just do it over 2 days.
But we got scared off by the weather report.
We did. And
really?
Now and we've changed our whole attitude and psyche. And we're like, nah, we'll just do day hikes from here. We'll come back here and hang out with our angel.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good about the weather report.
Right?
Well, I was just looking this morning, I'm just like, although, are those the kind of clouds which we...
Storms rolling quick, though, when they're like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they have that much force behind them, that's a lot of wind.
That's why I'm still like, I want to get up and down that mountain.
It's only, what, 5 miles up, and then, so that shouldn't take us too long. We should be there.
Is it only 5 up?
Yeah, it's 5 miles of 2,400 feet, and then we don't even come down that full amount. We come down like 2/3 of the way.
So it should, we'll pass, we'll be there by lunch, and then, by 3, we'll be down the bottom at latest.
I'm not taking lunch on the mountain.
You're not?
That's not a good idea. If there's a snowstorm coming in, you don't want to be sitting on top of that when the storm's coming.
But I thought the storm's coming in much later.
Yeah,
that's a Garmin, though.
No, your one said it was coming in later.
Yeah,
it said afternoon. It didn't say time.
Oh, I thought it was coming after 5. If it is
4. It just said afternoon, so that's why I'm kind of like.
Yeah. I'm just gonna button everything up tonight, and if the storm comes in the morning, we'll throw everything in the truck
and go. 6.5 miles to the top.
Yeah.
That's a really cool setup you got.
Yeah, I had sunshades and rain shades, and the one on this thing just absolutely got shredded with the wind. And so
we had one of those when we were camping out in the Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it up, and it was just dead calm. I mean, and Antoinette's like, I think we should take that down. I was like, nah, don't worry about it. We woke up in the middle of the night and the tent had collapsed. And just water was everywhere. We got out in the morning and we're like, where is it? It was like 250 yards way down.
Thanks goodness it didn't hit anybody
in
the night. Because there were other people camping in that area.
Can you imagine getting blindsided by one of those in the middle of the night? Man, just plowing through your tent.
It was really funny though when we woke up. The tent was right here. Our eyes were uh-oh. Oh, how long did you want to
go for? Oh, that's good.
Second breakfast.
Mm.
Well, I haven't had breakfast. I just had a bar.
Oh, now did I mention there's hard-boiled eggs too?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. I want one of those.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, just on the table would be fine, thank you.
Did you sign my name as well?
Oh, yes.
Get me going. That's that
tough. Did you sign my name, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm putting my headphones for that climb.
I'm feeling good about it.
Play some Steely Dan and just get up. Up and down. I highly recommend not taking lunch on top of a mountain.
Well, we're going into the Sierras. It's kind of... It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
But if you can help it, I wouldn't.
Did you meet the
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you meet the Bennett family, the six, the mom and dad and four kids and the dog?
No.
No.
They're doing the PCT.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I saw them last Friday at Bird Spring, and the kids, the youngest girl was 9. She was just having her birthday, so she and her dad were going to hitch into Ridgecrest and see if they could get a birthday cake for her.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Did you leave?
No. Yeah, I heard they're homeschooling them on the trail and everything.
Well, they homeschooled. They got through a year's schooling in 5 months, so the kids could go on the trail and not have to worry about their homework.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the family from Oregon, yeah?
Yes. They were in Utah, and then now I think they're in Oregon.
Man, that's the way to
do it. We met them in Warner Springs. Did you guys meet them?
No. Mm. I saw pictures of them.
Mm.
I don't think it was the same family.
No?
Did they have a dog? This family had a dog.
No, I don't think so.
No,
it's weird.
There's another family hiking.
It's weird, like, you don't usually think of families hiking, but I guess, like...
It's so cool when they do that.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Oh, I know.
Because everyone's like, oh, once you have kids, that's it. Nah.
Yeah.
Walk across the country with your kids.
Yeah, they said it's a little hard to get hitchhike in the town with 6 people and a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know, people pick us up and just cram us in.
That's awesome.
We did.
How old is the youngest?
She just turned 10 a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think it was like 18. Right? There was a kid who was like 5 or something. Mm-hmm. It's part of the family.
Oh,
this is so good.
Isn't it?
This is like, I put a bit of
my girlfriend's
in.
Family Ooh. Is one of those families. We went to Summit Canyon Peak in Wyoming last summer, and we brought her 12-year-old sister along, her 16-year-old sister, 19-year-old brother, and her dad, and her... And we didn't make it to the top, but we made it to 10,000 feet. And so we're going back this year, and we're going to do it this time. So, but yeah.
Any trouble with altitude sickness?
Or? Nope.
No. I think Isabel had, the 16-year-old had altitude sickness, but she's being stubborn about it. So I think she got
what, like,
bit, yeah.
No, I don't have altitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a way to reduce
I'm
your
fine.
Chances of altitude?
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Oh yeah.
Big thing.
Yeah, just drink a ton of water.
What about like just the pace of slowly adapting to it, or does that?
You get used to it over time.
What about putting vapor rub on your ears?
That works.
That's for the your cold, feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went up really high in Peru. I think we went 17.5 or something
Ooh.
Like that. But they gave us coca leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And we put them in our mouth and chew it.
We find some of those.
No way. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's so cool.
But, I mean, I was sick. Like, the coca leaves help.
Oh.
Your head
just tasted
pounding.
Good.
I'm really worried. I have a feeling that I'm going to get, like, altitude sickness. You know when you just think
sure.
about yourself, you're like, oh, no.
This is also, I mean, because I think we're going to 10, right? Or 10 or 11?
Well,
unless you do it with me.
I guess I've been skiing before and I've been okay.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
You're starting
really been
up
high.
Gradually, so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not like
yeah.
you're going.
You've
from
been hiking
level
at like 6 to
yeah.
7,000
so like
feet, and 8,000
yeah.
feet already.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
not gonna get sick.
What was San Jacinto? That was like 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
I haven't heard of anybody.
Yeah, I don't think if you haven't gotten sick yet, you're not gonna get sick in the Sierras unless you like stop drinking water.
Well, that's good.
I don't think we can see it from here.
Yeah, because. We
do you want
one
an egg?
Really
I'm gonna go grab one.
Because Whitney should be 100 miles.
Oh, I already took one.
Is it going? Do you
yeah,
want an egg?
So.
No. Yeah, we really want to climb up Whitney.
You're getting an egg?
Do you mind if I get
you're
another
that,
egg? Okay?
No, not at all.
Second coolest.
Could you grab me one, Riggs?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up?
Could you grab me another one?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, me too, please.
Second egg.
I'm gonna be slow moving up that hill now.
No, you'll be energized.
I can also do some chili if anybody wants a bowl
chili?
Of chili.
Oh man. Really move slow up that hill.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can say
thank
nice
you.
To that.
Thank you.
I don't think I could say
thanks.
Is it easy or would you have to whip it up and everything?
Oh no, it's actually, I put it up on top of the rock. I was just going to put it in the ice chest. So if you want some, I'll...
I'd love some chili, yes please.
Oh, it's
morning
good.
Chili.
Is it? Well, I haven't had breakfast today. I was like,
no, yeah.
No, No oatmeal today.
Maybe I'll do a little bit of chili.
Do either of you women have any need for this? Because this is, I'm going to try and just start getting rid of some of my gear, so I just don't wear this.
Oh, wow. Columbia, that's good.
I look great in it.
I usually do an extra small. But.
Yeah, this is an extra small.
Yeah.
I think that
is so clean.
It's a small.
I know. Try it out, Mom.
It's just in my I'm thinning out my gear drawer because things keep piling up in there, and
comes
I want
out of nowhere, doesn't it?
I know, and I have a pair of socks.
And like,
I
know. Mine is like light blue.
But I'll just this is my trusty.
I know.
You know when you don't want to abandon you.
And then I have a pair of socks, extra socks.
Yes, yeah,
smart wools.
This bad
that's what I'm excited
it smells
for
good
a triple
too.
Crown. Just trade out all my darn toughs.
Yeah, I'm wearing my pajama socks right now.
Are you? Well, I guess you're going into town, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Ooh,
my hiking socks.
Poppers. They're like poppers instead of buttons.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I officially
they have
hate
pockets too, Mom.
Whoa.
That's sweet. The pockets are.
It needs a home.
Yeah.
It's been sitting in my drawer for 3 years. You got pockets?
I've got a pocket.
It's a little mini pocket.
It's over right
you
where my hip bolts.
Oh.
And it's really small.
It's nice colouring.
It is pretty. But I'm just so attached to this one. And it's like, this is an omni-freeze. I don't know whether it does anything, but.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah.
Do you want to have a look?
I have my light blue one.
It's one of those sciencey words that they like throw in there every now and then.
It's more like I already have. They were trying to shake me down because I have too many layers because I get really cold.
Yeah, cold. Yeah.
Like,
I get cold too.
You don't really need this. But then after yesterday, I was like, I needed everything.
Yeah, I bet. You're like, I wish I had more clothes. Where was the
Whoa,
water?
Date night.
blue
know,
like kettle thing on the hub.
It's bright. It's a bright color.
That's a good town shirt.
Oh, good fun.
I already took the watermelon dress.
Took it out? Oh, I thought you got rid of it. I was like, no way.
I shouldn't. It's really nice, but I think you should save it for
and also, you know,
hiker.
Oh, I'll do that. I want to send it to someone who needs it. Frozen,
yeah, I think there's another group coming behind.
Yeah, somebody will need it.
For sure.
Those kind of foods.
I was going to stick it in the hiker box at Kennedy Meadows.
What's cool?
And I have a brand new, I have a huge hiking hat that I've never used. It has a tag on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm never going to use this, so I want to rehome that, too.
Yeah, hiker box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing that straw hat in the hiker box now that I'm out of the desert. Sick of carrying that thing.
That's a good point. You wear it that much?
Yeah.
I wear it during the middle of the day, but I take it off as soon as I can because I don't like wearing
it. It's not as comfortable probably with your bag if your bag is.
Oh yeah, it must. Does it push it?
It doesn't rub on my bag.
Oh no, I meant like sometimes if your bag is too high up, the
pushes it forward.
Pushes it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I just rolled up the back on it.
That's sweet.
Josh, you should try it on.
Yeah, this is the start of the big old climb, eh?
Yeah, I'm already like doing my hobble.
Yeah. Like trail magic was bliss. Eggs and chili and P&J. Can't complain. Oh dear. Okay. Big 5 mile climb now. Let's do it. I think I'm getting close to the top of this climb. I tell you what, folks, Gut-Hooked can be deceiving. It's such a good app, and it's of no fault to Gut-Hooked itself, but when you have a look at the elevation on there, it's just like a line, which obviously rises with elevation or drops with elevation, but when you first look at it, you just, I don't know why, you imagine that the rising line to be the outline of the climb that you've got, and it's not that at all. So we were looking at it this morning like, oh man, that's a big climb, must be a big mountain. When we got to the base of it, we're like, there's no mountain here, interesting. And then the trail itself has just been like a fairly gradual, long but gradual uphill stroll along ridge lines. It went through pine forests after the lovely trail magic from a gym, and then it wound its way across a couple of streams, and now it's gone into a burn area. So the hills around me are pretty bare, covered in nothing but small shrubs and dead trees and classic burn area. But I just came to the top of a hill. Oh, sorry, I got sun cream all in my eyes. Came to the top of a hill. I can see the Sierras. They are beautiful and white, covered in snow. Thick, thick snow. It looks so like, what's the word? Majestic. I guess that could be it. Awe-inspiring, I guess. It's kind of crazy to think I'm going to be walking through that. We saw them like 2 days ago, maybe. Maybe three, before we got to Walker's Pass. But that was from afar, and now they're a lot closer. Just there. It's so, so cool. It's the same feeling as when we were approaching like San Jacinto or Baden Powell. You know, you just look at them. It's just crazy to think whilst you're walking out in the sun, exposed in like this proper barren, almost like burnt out wasteland, to be looking at like a snowy peak thinking I'm going to be there. And well, like if we didn't do the road trip, I could be starting to climb those in a few days. Windy. It's awesome. That's the next step. I feel like I can break down the PCT into four main sections. I think everyone does. Southern California, which we're just drawing to an end now. Sierra Nevada's Northern California, which is tiny. Have I done really bad maths? I've done bad maths. Five sections. Northern California, and then Oregon and Washington. Each one distinct from the other, although I think Northern California is similar to Southern, but it's only for a small section. But it's just, what a feeling to be looking at those mountains right now and just thinking, okay, I'm coming to the end of that first section. It's awesome, so, so cool. We are over a quarter of the way now, which is really cool. Putting in good miles towards the end of the first section too, so yeah, feeling good about it. There's one really big mountain there, which we were questioning whether it was Mount Whitney, because Mount Whitney's fairly soon, I think, in terms of the grand picture, when you get into Sierra Nevadas, but this seems to be the nearest mountain, so I kind of don't think so. But yeah, we'll see. It's just awesome to see them. I thought I'd talk to you guys a bit about birds as well. I've seen quite a few nice birds. So yesterday, as we were taking up some water from a stream, Molly and I were surrounded by these birds called We were surrounded by lots of small birds called oak titmouse. They were super cute. They were like, think of a wren, and then weirdly go smaller, longer tail, and then it's literally just like a tiny little fluffy ball with a face on it and a long tail. Super, super cute, very grey, but yeah, very, very nice to watch. Saw a western tanger this morning, which is kind of like, they kind of remind me of chaffinches, but slightly larger. The western tanger has a very yellow body. This is the male, at least. Very yellow body, black wings, and a bright, bright red head and face. Very beautiful. The females have like olive coloured bodies and backs, I think, with black wings. So I've seen a few of those, but I didn't realise they were western tangers until the professor told me. And then also today, I've already seen these before, but they're
they're never boring. It's the Western Bluebird. Wow, just stunning. And I saw it in the burn as I was walking through this burn area, so that was like an absolute flash of bright, bright blue. Gorgeous, stunning amongst like this brown and white of these burn areas. Very lovely. We are finally on the last 6 mile stretch. Woo! Feels good. It's all flat from here, I think. It's been downhill since that heavy climb this morning. So that's been pretty decent. Just been coming down the ridge lines. Molly and I had lunch together on the ridge, which was really good. We haven't had lunch, just the two of us, for a while now. It's just nice to get that bit of her and I time. This flatland bit now is down. It's at the bottom of all the foothills. I've got a mountain range. But actually, I'm in a bowl at the moment, so there's mountains all around me, but the ones I've been coming down are on my right. And everything around me is like small shrubs. There's a layer of pine trees up ahead, which is pretty nice. And then there's all these like really smooth boulders, which have like little caverns and nooks and crannies hidden away in them. It's really quite nice. The flat and the cloudy, cool weather today is really, really helping. That one big climb wasn't so bad. So actually today, all in all, has been quite an easy day. Though I am feeling pretty tired. I've got about 6 or so miles to go now. I'm on my own. The others were down by a river at the bottom of the foothills, some of them were having lunch. Molly just sat down because her hips really hurting her today. But I've pulled my left calf, and the longer I stand around or sit around, the more painful and tight it gets. So I figured I'd just go up ahead. So we're trying to get to this place called Grumpy Bears today. I think it's a Grumpy Bears Cafe. I think that's what it's actually called. They do really good food there, and like they have all these services, and they're right next to a outdoor shop, so really good place for us to go to. It's just 2 miles away from Kennedy Meadows, so it counts to us anyway. It counts as Kennedy Meadows. Once we get there, that's the end of our Southern California section. But we have to hitch from it, or walk from it to it. Sorry, at this like dirt road which I'm walking towards now, which is what, 6 miles away. And hopefully we're hoping that they'll be able to do some sort of shuttle or like lift service for us, maybe. I don't know. We've heard that people would get that sometimes, so fingers crossed. But the issue is there's no service out here in the wild. So I'm like walking ahead. I've got everyone's orders in my head. Just in case the grill closes early. I know what food everyone wants. And hopefully at some point I'm going to find some service and I can call them and find out whether or not we have to add three miles onto our 24-mile day. Yowzie. But for now, it's actually really nice just walking on my own. It's very peaceful, and there's all these western tangers, those yellow birds with red heads just flying around. One just flew past just then. Beautiful. Very fast birds, actually. So, yeah, I'm quite enjoying this, and I'm looking forward to walking in amongst the pine trees in just a second. All of those calls are western shrub jays. There's tons of them. They're all up in these trees that I'm about to walk through. Bet they're gonna make a racket as I do. The trail's going alongside a raging river now. You hear that? Kind of sounds like wind. Whoa. Looks like it's flowing. Well, it is flowing pretty strong, but it looks like it's kind of flowing in areas that usually perhaps it doesn't. So maybe there's been some really strong rains recently up in the mountains, causing a lot of runoff by the looks of things. Potential sign of things to come. Yeah, makes a nice little change. good. 700 miles. Damn. That must mean the road is just up here. Oh man, it feels so good. I now have, or we now have, 1,000, or just another 1,950. Yeah, 950 is good. Easy work. Wind. Okay, so since the 700 mile marker, I've walked maybe another mile and a half, maybe two. I don't know, I'm real confused. Since then, I didn't see a trailhead, didn't see a dirt road, and I wasn't getting any service. So I kept on walking, definitely still on the PCT. Passed these two chaps at the 700 mile marker. They too were gonna go to Grumpy's as soon as they got service, but they were walking kind of slow, so we completely overtook them. So I don't even have them as a reference in case I've missed the point where I'm meant to try to get a lift. I don't know, the path then, like, from where it was, which was like kind of flat open ground, kind of meadowy, it went up into a hill through some pine forest. It's now dropped back down next to the river. I'm kind of heading towards, well, it looks like a caravan park, so I'm guessing I'll get service there, but yeah, I just thought Kennedy Meadows was at 7:02. And I feel like I might have done another 2 miles. I don't know. Kind of confused. Hoping I haven't just missed the trailhead, because that's something that Ethan would do. I don't have gut hooks to check, so I just keep on walking. Really have no idea. I'll definitely get service up here, I think, though. I'm at a road, Sherman Pass Road. God knows if this is the right one. It must be though, right? Like, it's just a random road in the middle of nowhere. I can understand why someone would put this down as a dirt road. I mean, it's tarmacked and everything, but it's literally in the middle of nowhere. It's just outside of a campsite. But I've got no service. Aha! I see a human being. Okay, I see a human being, so that's a good sign. Fingers crossed it's either someone I know, kind of walking like Professor, or fingers crossed it's one of those other guys who's trying to get a lift. But yeah, I don't have any service here. Might have to walk into that campsite to see if I can find any, but I doubt there will be any. I haven't seen a single car come by. Feeling a little bit lost. I'm just gonna give it another shot. Oh man, glad to see you there.
Oh, how long have you been here?
Probably about, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe? Okay. Not too long. Did you?
Molly's probably just coming down the hill back there.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Josh and them are behind her, and Sobo's back there too.
Did you overtake two guys?
Two guys?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, weird. Weird. I wonder where they went. Because I bumped into the 700 mile marker.
Yeah.
I bumped into two guys there, and I was like, "You guys going to Grumpy Bears?" And they were like, "Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to find service." And I was like, "Okay." And then one of them said, "I think the road's just over the hill," which it wasn't.
Yeah.
So then I kept on walking, but they were pretty slow, so I lost track of them. Then did that, like, Pinewood Hill, and I was just like, did I miss it? Because I completely lost them, and I was just like, fuck, yeah. I don't know where they went.
So did you look at gut hooks?
I don't have it on my phone.
Oh, you don't? Cool.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Sorry. Well, my phone's dead.
Yeah.
So I think the trail was back there, because I don't think I was supposed to hit the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think we're on like the north side of Kennedy Meadows, so hopefully the other people show up.
Yeah. That makes sense. So I figured like, yeah, it felt like I'd walked like 2 miles.
Just walk into town after a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, my phone's completely dead, Josh, and internet were like, call the ride, or try to call the ride when you get there, and I was like, okay, and then it was like, oh yeah, my phone is not usable.
Yeah, I've got no service up here. So Molly was coming down that hill.
No, she's. I passed her ways back, so oh, okay. I'm just guessing that she's on that hill now. So I'm guessing everybody else probably is going to take that trail.
But where was it? I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either. Yeah, I was looking for it, so I don't know.
How weird.
But we're definitely on the north side of town.
Yeah, I thought
town
so.
Town is back that way.
Yeah.
So. Oh. All the little poppers, stuff like that.
Can we still grab packages?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Kendra's still there. Cool. Yeah, she wasn't leaving yet, so she should still be there.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
She's the postal lady, so.
I have a new tent, and my tent's leaking, so I was hoping get that tent before it rained tonight.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'm not a hiker, I'm an old biker, but I take my tents out every spring before I went anywhere in March. Spray them with all the water repellency and shit and everything. I go to places and camp out, it rains, and everybody's getting wet in their tents, and I'm sitting there dry, and they're going like, what the fuck?
You know, what kills me is it's a brand new tent, so.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, a brand new tent should be good for 6 months.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
Yeah. Figure that out, one out later. In the meantime, have a different tent.
Yeah, I either go to a outdoor supplier, or even Walmart's got the water repellency spray. I do two coats because I like being dry when I'm out.
Yeah.
When I'm out being me.
Yeah. Sounds right. Oh, that looks like Molly. Yeah, they just got a lift. That's cool. That's part of our trail plan.
Oh, okay.
Grumpy Bear's Retreat.
That's Triple Crown Outfitters up there.
Okay,
and,
cool.
A lot of people went out in the last 2 days to beat the storm, and otherwise there was like 20 tents. That looked like a tent city right there 2 days ago.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, it was cool.
Trying to beat the storm.
But I ain't done yet.
I think I'd rather sit the storm out and go after it.
Well, that's...
Don't want to get caught out there in the storm in my opinion.
Yeah, she already been caught in a few as well.
Yeah. Cheers to the road, dude.
Cheers. Enjoy the grumpy bears.
We will.
You'll have a good time.
Yeah. It's definitely a bad vibe. Oh.
We did do 2 miles.
Exactly. What road?
That was the worst side trail I've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, side trail?
The 3 miles.
Yeah. Was the arrow still there?
No.
That, we were just following an arrow on the trail, and there were like not any footprints. My phone was dead, so I didn't have gut hook, and we were just like so lost. We ended up going down into someone's driveway, and then they came out to us and passed us a joint, and then we ended up like hanging out at their bonfire and like drinking beer with them, and then they gave us a ride up here.
They gave you a ride here.
Yeah.
Plus, you missed out on such things.
We were thinking that would happen because we were like, we could go into any one of these houses.
I mean, we were just gonna ask, like, where the hell are we? We're sorry for trespassing.
Dude, that was you in the hat up there. I got lost the other day from the group. And I thought you were trained. So I was like, Trent! I saw you turned around.
No, I just got this hat.
Dude,
I took a zero here today. I'm in here.
Cheers! 30!
30! Oh, you did your first 30?
First 30.
Done.
Yeah, every single time of it.
How did that feel?
What was that?
How did it feel?
Honestly, I feel pretty normal. All right.
Yeah,
it's kind of painful. I mean, it helps that the last like 7 miles were flat.
Yeah.
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 And 30 and a beer, I believe.
Yeah, and that also, I hike so much faster on the days we are heading into town.
Me too.
Is this what I have in my future? I'm excited.
Okay, we're in camp now, we're in our tents. Surrounded by people, it's having to be a bit quiet. We did it! Southern California is done. How cool is that? 700 miles, actually. Well, I got to the 702 mark today, accidentally. Luckily, so did the professor, so that was good. You can probably talk about when. Yeah, we missed the trailhead that we needed to go to for Grumpy Bears, but it was awesome though. We, me and Professor walked into Kennedy Meadows and we headed to the general store, which is where a lot of people camp as well. So we bumped into people like SOS and I don't know, there were just all sorts of people there, Rosie and so many people, Katie. Yeah, it was actually a really good vibe there. It was kind of strange, like, I don't know, I was kind of worried about trying to get back to these guys, but SOS managed to get us a lift to Grumpy Bears nice and easily, and on our way saw Molly getting into a car and Josh getting into a car, and we overtook them, so we all arrived at Grumpy Bears at the same time, which was really nice. They still need to do that 2 mile stretch. Lol,
you were not meant to do it.
I know. I ain't doing it again, girl. But we've done it. We are officially in Kennedy Meadows area, and the desert is complete. We are surrounded by mountains, which I'll probably get a chance to properly look at tomorrow. Grumpy Bears is cool, it's like a bar. We had beers to celebrate, we had chicken wings, picked up a load of packages. What did we get in the packages? Isaacs?
Isaacs's, which is cool. Jukebox sent us a nice box, which was lovely. And she iced us.
Yeah.
Then I ordered a few things on Amazon, including my new shoes, which I was really looking forward to, but they came in the wrong size.
Warning.
So I have to return them.
Yeah.
I'm like, god damn it, Ultras, my feet have grown far too big for this.
I'm hoping to find a new pair tomorrow. But tomorrow is like a complete day off here. I'm just going to eat food and drink and just chill out at Grumpy's bar. And then,
yeah, they've got really good, they've got milkshakes and pancakes and...
Or you can eat pancakes.
Everything.
It's so good. And then on Monday, so the day after tomorrow, that's when we start our road trip. And we'll leave you guys for 5 or 6 days. Sorry.
But it won't seem any time to you.
No, it really won't. It'll be the next episode. Cheeky bastards.
The other cool thing. Who else did we see in Grumpy's?
Oh, damn! We saw Crane! We haven't seen Crane since Warner Springs. We were walking with him for the first couple of weeks. No, yeah, for the first week or so. And, yeah, he started with us. You guys might remember him, you might not, but, yeah, we walked into Grumpy's and there he was, just sat there. It was awesome. And it sounds like we might be starting the Sierras at the same time as him in, like, a week's time, so that's awesome. So.
Sorry.
Molly just whacked the phone out of my hand. So yeah, it was so cool to see him. Oh, I just feel good. Start of a new chapter on our journey. But anyway, we're gonna hit the hay. Good night. Sleep tight.
It's been our longest day so far.
We did marathons, 26 miles today. What? Yeah, we're knackered. Alright, night night, everyone. Sleep tight.